Welcome to Soul to Soul with Kay Vlachos. I'm your host, Kay, and I'm here to inspire you to live a more meaningful life filled with love, laughter, and lots of amazing soul-led adventures. I'm an energy healer, mindset and well-being coach, and have been helping my clients, yes, this could be you, to manifest your intentions successfully for nearly a decade now. I love supporting my soul sisters here in Australia and worldwide to embrace your inner wisdom and trust in your intuitive guidance to navigate your way through this amazing life. Through attending my events here on the Sunshine Coast or booking in your own personal energy healing with me through my website, soul2soulwellness.com.au. My weekly soulful conversations are brought to you today by our partner, S2S Floors. S2S Floors pride themselves on delivering a high quality floor finish Australia-wide. S2S Floors understand the importance of creating luxury and durability in your home and are well known for providing a professional floor finish to your commercial premise as well. Check them out today for all your flooring needs at s2sfloors.com.au. Thank you for joining me for today's Soul to Soul Wellness episode. To find out exactly what I'm manifesting right now in my life, my name is Kay Vlachos. Welcome back to another episode. My energy with manifesting is so much more decisive these days. And what I'm finding is that this decisiveness is transforming my energy to another level again with my manifesting, and I'm manifesting faster and more efficiently, I want to say. I have previous episodes on manifesting, and it's so important for me to continue to grow and evolve in my manifesting journey. Even though we're always manifesting in every moment, our manifesting superpowers are impacted by our commitment and conviction to whatever it is that we are choosing to manifest for ourselves in our lives. And even though I've already created beautiful episodes on manifesting, I believe there are always new things to learn to help us with the new goals that we're manifesting in our lives. And so today we get to talk about all things manifesting, and I hope you love manifesting as much as I do. And let's see how many times I can mention that word manifesting. So you will use this energy to create desired experiences in any of the following areas of your life. It may be with family, parenting, relationships, in love, financial wealth, travel, your well-being, in your career, perhaps you have a business, in sport, and with your happiness. Hopefully, where I am now on my manifesting journey, I can help you to shortcut your way to manifesting success in your life, whatever this looks like for you. Whether you're experiencing this success in the energy healings with me, through my dream journey, one-on-one spiritual mentoring, or work with me in person in my group events, I love making this process super simple and actionable. I'm always going to be a huge cheerleader for making your dreams come true in your life and want to help you do it now. So if you are ready to take action, stop procrastinating, or you are wanting to supercharge your manifesting momentum with your dreams and desires that you are already working towards right now, then my hope in today's episode is that you take away one amazing tip to add to what you are already creating for yourself right now. Now, everybody can do this. Everybody can manifest, right? You're already doing this, and you'll know if you are because you create experiences easily for yourself that you are desiring. You also believe in what you create for yourself, and you know how to create in your life. And this is the key, learning how to manifest. And once you know, you'll be off playing in the manifesting playground for life. You just have to know how. And I love seeing my clients apply what I am about to teach you today into their lives. And then the incredible experiences that they start having in their lives and opportunities that start to roll their way because of what they've applied in their life is just so fulfilling for me. So what I'm about to share with you today is really the overarching manifesting umbrella, metaphorically, so that you can walk yourself through this for yourself. And all you have to do is to remember today's three actionable tips from today's episode. Now, my past and current clients are already doing things right now in their life in real time, like becoming self-employed rather than working for others, manifesting amazing soul-led business opportunities and businesses, calling in their desired soulmates into their lives, becoming professional athletes, winning national and international competitions in the area of sport or dance that they love, dancing professionally on cruise ships and auditioning to dance on cruise ships, stepping into the reality TV space, manifesting material possessions such as beautiful house renovations and new cars, travel adventures to places in the world that their soul is calling them to, and teaching their children to manifest successfully too. All varied experiences that are soul-led in each of their lives, believing in their dreams and inner knowing to create such exciting lives for themselves and propelling themselves forward to go forth and play in this incredible energetic field. That's what we're doing, playing in the energetic field. Some people call it the quantum, doesn't matter what you call it, and I want you to play in this beautiful playground with us. Now, if you love today's episode and you want to learn more in detail and use the actual rituals and manifesting techniques that I specifically apply in my daily life, I have a free Super Manifestor class you can watch on my website right now if you are ready to become a Super Manifestor and learn how to do this for yourself confidently. Once you learn my unique manifesting style, you cannot unlearn how to create consciously and successfully in your life for the rest of your life. I live my life this way every day, always consciously of what I am creating and ensuring I focus on what I want to create each and every day and the types of experiences I want to experience in my life. This, of course, is unique to each and every one of us, right? What I desire isn't necessarily what you desire. It's quite possible that we desire very different things in our lives. And yet this doesn't matter with manifesting. What matters is how you harness your energy to manifest and create, call in your dreams, desires, goals, whatever you choose to call your dreams. I engage my manifesting superpowers to create all the time, every day. And you too can do this too, from free-flowing financial wealth to loving and fun experiences with family and friends, travel adventures, and I'll tell you more about my travel adventures this year, amazing happiness and health for myself and my loved ones, new mentoring opportunities to fast-track my personal growth journey, working with high vibe peeps everywhere I work, including our family flooring business, S2S Floors Australia, and expanding my intuitive abilities and my super manifesting superpowers. So if you want to learn how to do this, go and check this out on my website and you'll be able to watch Super Manifestor right now and then start applying whatever resonates with you into your life and start creating the life of your dreams. Think of this virtual masterclass as goal setting on steroids. We supercharge your goals, your dreams, and desires by creating a supercharged energetic imprint. This creates beautiful momentum for you to start building the life you actually want to live and not the life that you think you should be living. The question is, are you really ready to receive your dreams, goals, and desires into your life now? Giving yourself permission to receive your desires is super important, and then opening yourself up to receive them, another super important element to manifesting. Jumping on the Manifesting Mojo train is super exciting because once you start manifesting in your life, you will keep raising the bar on what you can manifest for yourself. Many people start with manifesting green traffic lights and car park spaces, right? Then you might want to manifest a new job or more income in your life, and you'll keep growing from there. If you have listened to my earlier podcast episodes, you will know that I believe we are always manifesting in every moment of our life. Our energy and where we're focusing our energy dictates the type of experiences we have in our lives. Notice that when you are feeling tired and grumpy, what kind of interactions do you have with your family, friends, or coworkers? Are they positive ones? Not so positive, right? Now think about when you're feeling awesome and super happy and you are feeling it all over. What kind of interactions do you have with people then? Positive, right? Manifesting is all about focusing your attention and your energy on what you want, desire. This is the first step. The second step is consistency. Consistency is an important word to keep in mind in creating anything in your life. How can I be consistent? When I think of consistency, I think of taking regular action. I don't care about perfection. I care about taking regular action because regular action means creating momentum. And with beautiful momentum, life can see what I'm working towards manifesting. I'll give you an example. I spent many of my years aspiring to be an elite footballer when I was young and to ultimately play for Australia. This was my dream from about the age of 12 years until I retired around 26 years of age. My whole life was focused on football and soccer, whatever you like to call it, and I love this sport so much. I often say I didn't have time for a boyfriend back then because football and soccer was my boyfriend. That's how much I loved playing, and I happened to be gifted enough to play. My talent, though, was not enough to get me to manifest my dream, right, of playing for Australia because there are lots of talented athletes in the world. I was focused on my dream. There was no doubt about that. But I had to show up in other ways to make this huge dream come true. I had to train and play lots of matches. I can't even imagine how many matches I've played in my life, but this was the regular, consistent action steps I needed to take to move me forward in the direction of my dream. Now, with this particular dream, I actually ended up burning out around the age of 22 years. I had been playing for over a decade by then, and I had ticked a few bucket list dreams off my list, having already played at state level every year since the age of 12, which is junior level, to youth level, and then youth level and senior level together for 1 year before jumping into senior level at about 17 years of age. And I would have stayed here, I would stay here for the rest of my soccer career. Now, not everyone can sustain an intense focus on manifesting their dreams all the time for the whole time. It's a lot, and it's important to realize that it's okay to back off, take a break, or rest whilst you are working towards manifesting your dreams. When I was 22 years of age, I'd been playing at the highest level in Australia for a decade. And in this time, I'd grown from, I want to say, an awkward young teen into an unsure young adult, fumbling her way through life, trying to figure out this romance thing, which is calling me, what I wanted to do with my life outside of romance. And was soccer my path moving forward now that I'd completed my university degree in human movement studies? I'd already packed a whole lot of life into my young life, and I needed a break. I didn't realize that this break would be the best thing for me to refocus and re-energize my burnt out mind, body, and soul. I was feeling frustrated with soccer at the time as I wasn't progressing as fast as I wanted to in my development and was struggling to get selected in the national team at senior level at this time. I was working full-time as a promotions and development officer with Soccer New South Wales and was travelling around the state coaching kids how to play soccer. Pretty cool job, right? I did really enjoy it. What I found was that working in soccer during the day and playing soccer at night and training was getting to be too much in my life. It was just too much. So my girlfriends and I decided to save up our money and spend a year traveling through Europe. And I took a hiatus off playing soccer for 6 months to do this. And it was such a transformational moment in my life for many, many reasons. And taking this much needed break ended up being the rest that I needed that I didn't even know I needed at the time to get to know myself in a way that I didn't even know I needed to, and to also realize my dream in the long term. I ended up cutting my trip to Europe shorter than I had planned, desiring to come home earlier, and would end up playing at the national titles in Darwin after missing an entire season of soccer, and end up being named in the all-star team of the national titles tournament. Now, this ended up being one of the hugest manifesting lessons of my life for me, that I could take a break and still make one of the all-star teams. I had always tried so hard to make these teams and not make them. And this taught me the number three tip of manifesting that I want to share with you today. That with all the efforts that you can pour into your dream, it's important to take care of the number one person in your life, you. Without taking care of you, there is no dream. You must prioritize your well-being, ensure that you are feeling great in your body, that you reset your energy levels and re-energize when you feel called to. Life is not about burning yourself out, and I know that all the training and matches that I'd played previous to heading off to Europe had helped me to master my craft enough that when I came back refreshed and re-energized, this was enough for me to play well at this tournament, even if I did not have a season of soccer under my belt. I also had no expectations in this tournament other than to help my team win, and I'm forever thankful to my coach who believed in me enough to call me into this team even without having played all season. There is something to be said for setting your goals and then forgetting about it and getting on with your life. So knowing where you are heading and then focusing on taking the action steps to get you there is what is important. This has worked for me time and time again with calling in my husband into my life. I did the same thing. I knew I wanted to meet my soulmate, and I actually wrote a list of what I desired in my future hubby. And then I focused on getting on with my life because although I knew that meeting my future hubby was a soul desire of mine, I reminded myself at the time that this was just part of my life, not everything in my life. There were other aspects to my life which were important to fulfill, which for me was traveling and setting myself up in a fulfilling career. I didn't know that I would meet someone, but I knew I had other dreams to make real in my life, that I could get about taking steps towards taking action on this, which is the consistency aspect of manifesting, right? Whilst meeting my future hubby became my reality. I'd essentially put in my order to the universe with the list I'd created of the type of person that I wanted to call in and then waited for my order to be processed. In other words, focusing on taking the smaller bite-sized action steps is where I focused, and it kept me moving forward in my life. In actual fact, I was trying to figure out a way to move to France and work there for a while when I did eventually meet my husband. because getting a visa to work there felt like a bit of a hindrance at the same time that I met my husband, I consciously put this dream on hold to start this beautiful new chapter with my soulmate. And I'm still looking forward to getting to France at some point in my future for an extended period of time. France was actually the first place my husband and I holidayed when we first got together, driving through the beautiful French countryside between Paris and southern France, Lyon, Aix-en-Provence, ending up in the French Riviera. And it remains to this day one of our favorite holidays ever together. Now, you can use these simple manifesting steps for anything, including building wealth. Remember, focus your energy and attention on your goals, dreams, and desires. Be consistent. Remember that it's okay to rest and take breaks along the way. And don't give up. You know, if you know this is your soul goal, don't give up. If you know deep down in your heart of hearts that experiencing this dream is meant to happen for you, you must not give up on your dream. So many people give up just about when they are going to achieve it. And I nearly did this with soccer, when all I needed was a break away from playing to refresh and check in with my well-being. I nearly did this with meeting my husband, when I thought I'd never meet him and all my friends were getting married and started their beautiful families. Instead, I just kept moving forward in my life, taking those small bite-sized action steps to make my other dreams come true at the same time. When you don't give up and you remain persistent, taking breaks when you're called to, of course, remember to rest. We don't want burnout. This beautiful momentum ticks along. Building maybe slowly at first or fast, for everyone it's different. Either way, there is momentum building, and this is what we are looking to create. This momentum is life processing your order, because you put this in as your request. You put in your request by focusing your attention and your energy on this, dreaming about this, talking about this, spending time visualizing your dream. Perhaps you wrote a list like I did with my hubby, and then committing to doing whatever it takes to make it happen. You create a conscious conversation with life, understanding that you are creating from moment to moment, and the conscious thoughts you're having right now have the capacity to create the most incredible experiences in your life. So if you knew that every thought you are creating is putting in a request to life to create the experience for yourself, what thoughts would you start thinking? Would you learn how to master your mindset? Transform your thoughts to transform your life? Would you make choices that support your life for the better? Where would you focus your attention and energy? Would you live more purposefully and intentionally? Would you back the dreams and desires in your heart and stand up for your soul? With each dream coming true in your life, you are building a life with a strong foundation, proof that you are an awesome creator of life experiences in your life. We all are. I look back on my life and there is so much proof of where these three little steps have created such powerful impacts in my life. Where focusing my energy and attention, being consistent and not giving up have helped me to build an awesome life for myself with loads of magical memories, because this is super important to me. In my soccer career, completing my university degree, in my marriage, starting a family, with my friendships, going on family holidays with my extended family and my husband's extended family, even when we've moved away from our families and we're living interstate, traveling with our daughters on our own and with friends, in the businesses that we have created and we're currently nurturing and growing, and in growing my psychic and intuitive abilities. There are so many examples that I could share with you And I see it working with my clients too, many of whom are doing the same things and different things in their lives in their own unique ways. My hope is after today's episode, you go and watch Super Manifestor, my virtual masterclass, and you give this a go for yourself, if this excites you to do so. I promise you, your life is going to transform in the most magical way when you start creating consciously in your life. And I want you to back yourself and I want you to go for it. I want to touch on what I am manifesting currently in my life and show you how you can manifest across all different areas of your life at the same time. And let's focus on what dreams are coming true for me this year, especially. Firstly, over the last 2 years, my family and I have been head down, bum up, renovating our house. And we've been living in our new place now for just under a year. And we're still furnishing our beautiful new home slowly and intentionally. Last week, one of my dreams came true with furnishing our new home, and I ordered a sauna for us to support us on our wellness journey. We're an active family. We love focusing on our well-being, and we just set this beautiful new sauna up this past weekend in our home gym, and I'm so looking forward to my sauna sessions. Secondly, I've been dreaming about downsizing my car for the past 2 years and driving a smaller car as our girls are older now and my eldest daughter drives herself and my youngest daughter will be doing the same within a year. And I've been dreaming about this car for the last 2 years. Now, I wanted a car that fit within my budget, had a sunroof, is medium in size, is two-tone in color. Do you like how I created a list here, guys? And drives really smoothly. Wasn't too big, not too small, handled really well, has decent sized drink holders. Yes, this is important. Has a sporty vibe. Was a car that I could service locally and affordably and felt amazing to drive. See how specific I am in my manifesting of my car. My new car came into my life last month and I'm so in love with her. She is everything I dreamed she would be. I love, love, love her. Thirdly, one of my big dreams for this year post-COVID was another European family holiday for us all. We have holidayed with our girls in Europe a couple of times now, always visiting my husband's homeland of Greece and the island where both his parents come from and his father comes from, called Kythera. We go for 4 to 5 weeks at a time and visit other European countries while we're over there, with each of my family members choosing a European city or country of their choice to explore that is close to Greece so that it makes planning a little easier for me. And last time we went, my daughters chose Rome and Venice to visit. My husband chose Dubrovnik in Croatia. And then we also holidayed in Hungary to visit extended family and then Kythera, Greece at the end of our trip with our extended family again. It was so magical and I wanted to do this again and recreate this in a different way. So each family again has chose a different city or country to visit. And we will again holiday in Kythera, Greece, our home base, when we visit Europe this year. I'm so excited. I'm beyond excited for our European holiday. It's only a few weeks away now, and this means everything to me. With our girls now being older and going to go on travel adventures for themselves, to travel with them again in this way, and this time is so beautiful because we're also going to be holidaying with beautiful friends and our extended family again. Lastly, my big dream in my business this year is co-hosting my very first international retreat in Bali in October this year. This is going to be epic, and on the back of my European holiday is going to be supercharged with so much more magic. I was guided intuitively to create this experience to support women, primarily to find fun and magic in their life and to find fun and magical ways to fill up their cup, to dream bigger than big, and to invite yourselves to entertain the idea of being at a retreat that has been designed to gift you time, something so, so precious. Time with yourself, time to connect with you in a way that you can't at home, to have a fantastic holiday at the same time, and to meet like-hearted souls on a similar spiritual journey as you. I know this is the start of something big in my life with this dream, and I'm so excited for our inaugural guests who jumped in with 2 feet when we announced at the end of last year. We are now inviting a couple more guests into this sacred sanctuary, and I am manifesting this right now in my life in real time. I'm speaking my dreams out to you right now in this podcast episode. I'm letting you know what my dreams are that I'm manifesting. The lucky last couple of guests to join us in Bali, to jump on the Manifesting Mojo train with us, and to holiday in the spiritual heart of Bali with us in October 2024, is this you? You will be joining other spiritually devoted manifesting queens who are creating magic in their lives in their own special ways. And when we all come together, as queens, you know what happens, right? Your minds are blown. You have the most incredibly magical experiences together because high frequency beings attract high frequency beings. And when high frequency beings come together, we create even more magic together. It's a given. It has to be. And Kat Mokes and I know this. Kat Mokes is my co-host on our Soul Sanctuary Retreat. We know this because when we come together, Kat and I create magic together always. And this immersive cultural experience with us is going to be like attending an event with us locally, supercharged though in every way. Using all the tips that I've shared with you in today's episode will help you get to Bali if you're feeling the call. And I know this calling will be answered because my guidance was to create this event for you. And when I follow my guidance, life always supports me. You can find everything on my website for Bali, and I'll also add the link in the podcast show notes to help you find it a little bit easier. If you want to reach out to me for a chat, you prefer to discuss everything Bali with me, I'm not going to knock you back. So reach out and we'll have this chat together. Now back to manifesting and what you're manifesting and whether you're ready to manifest consciously. Are you ready to speak your dreams out loud? Are you ready to write about them? Feel into your dream and envision it in detail. Pray about it. Imagine it. Wonder what it will be like to experience it. Visualize. Take yourself through the experience before it actually happens in your life. I promise you, it's an amazing thing to do. Life responds to your vibration when you commit to your manifesting journey. You will, can manifest your desires. Your heart's magnetic pull will call them to you. You just have to back yourself and be decisive. My whole life is wrapped around consciously creating because when I realized we are all manifesting in every moment with our thoughts, with our words, choices, decisions, dreams, visualizing, and actions we take, I realize that our energy creates our reality. If you know this to be true too, wholeheartedly, that you are manifesting in every single moment, then wouldn't you do everything in your power to transform your life for the better? I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'm so, so excited to be sharing this episode with you because I know there are more of you beautiful souls that are going to be jumping on the Manifesting Mojo train with me whether you're being called to Bali, whether you're now going to go and watch my Super Manifesta virtual masterclass, or reach out to talk about my dream journeying program, or book an energy healing with me, or just listen to my podcast and apply what you're learning into your life, it doesn't matter. I want you to live the life of your dreams. I want you to take action now, and I want you to create a life that you are damn proud of. Looking forward to jumping in again with my next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest consciously. Go out there and create the life of your dreams.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. All the links mentioned in today's Soul Chat can be found in the show notes below our conversation. If you loved this podcast episode, please leave me a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to today's episode. This helps more women to find these juicy and inspirational conversations. For all my upcoming events and to book an energy healing with me in person or via Zoom, please head to soultosoulwellness.com.au. In the meantime, I encourage you to do one thing for yourself today that is going to help you feel great in your skin and to help someone else feel great by just being your beautiful self with them. Wishing you a beautiful day.